Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Romans 12 and verse 8 says, if God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. As a leader, here are three things you shouldn't do. First, you shouldn't be afraid to try something new. Isaiah 43:19 tells us more. When you put someone into a new role, they will make mistakes. It's inevitable, but it's how they learn. While locking them into the same routine takes the wind out of their sails, being a leader means risking their failures and biting your lip as you let them toddle out into the unknown. Like a parent who prays harder when their teen takes the family car out for their first drive, you must accept that the challenges which frighten you are actually liberating to others. Secondly, you shouldn't confuse individual loyalty with team building. Read more in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9. It's good to work closely with key individuals, but it's also important to stay connected to each other, as Romans 12 verse 5 says. You must make sure that everybody gets to be on the team, feels valued, and learns how to interact with one another. Third, you shouldn't try to micromanage people, as we read in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 16. There's a difference between managing people and leading them. Managing people requires an eye for detail, whereas leading them involves vision sharing, goal setting, and motivating. You must know the difference. When you micromanage rather than lead, morale plummets because people need clear objectives and the freedom to figure out how to reach them. Don't micromanage. It diminishes the sense of ownership those under you and around you need for good team dynamics and problem solving. Former Prime Minister John Howard used to joke that he encountered a lot of people who would say to him, "I can't stand you, but at least I know what you stand for." In his opinion, that was the single most important commodity in a leader. So there's three things a leader shouldn't do according to good biblical principle. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.